You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
So we've been looking at and asking the question, does it really take a village to raise a child? That's from the Hillary Clinton 1996 book by the name It Takes a Village, where she does state that it does take a village to raise a child. But we know that it doesn't take a village. It takes a family, because that's what God created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he created man and woman. He created Adam and Eve, and that was the reason or the method that he gave to actually raise children. And we've actually looked at several different government policies that discriminate against families, that really lead to poverty in many cases. And recently, in the last few weeks, and by the way, you can go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle, and you can see some of those previous sermons. You can watch them and listen to them there. But we've actually looked at the border. And we've looked at what's happening at the border, where you have unaccompanied minors sometimes being just dropped over the wall that has been built there. Sometimes children that have been kidnapped from other families, because the people that want to come to America believe they would have a better chance of getting in if they have children. We also have seen how our immigration policy actually puts people that are immigrants that do come here illegally. We see that we actually have people that are scared to report things to the law. So what happens is they actually can be taken advantage of, and criminals and thugs do take advantage of them. We also looked at whether defunding the police actually works. You know, one of the things that you see a lot of people today don't believe that man is bad. They don't believe that we're evil, but the Bible says the heart is deceitful. In Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Bible tells us in Romans 3 that we're evil. We are sinners without God's grace on our life, whether that is actually a redeeming grace that transforms our life, or whether it is the laws that have been put into place, those who are in authority that are put into place that actually causes people to see and fear and not commit those crimes, or whether it is just the overall word of God that has gone forth that brings people to repent and brings people to where they don't commit some of the sins that they would ordinarily commit. We see the restraining power of God restrains. And in fact, I know even in my life, before I was actively seeking God and seeking to live for him, when I was living even in rebellion against him, God still protected me from many of my own evil desires and actually kept me from doing things that I actually wanted to do that would have been destructive. So we see really from the Bible, we actually see that God does protect and God does keep. But people are evil. We are evil without God's movement in our lives, and without the restraining power of government, of the law enforcement. And the Bible says in Romans 13 that God has appointed the civil magistrate for the purpose of rewarding the righteous and punishing the wicked. And even in an evil society, even in a society that doesn't honor God, when you have government that does enforce some standard of law, there are going to be people that don't commit those crimes because the government is actually doing that. But there are people that believe that if we just do away with police officers, that all of a sudden everyone will be good. That the biggest problem that we have in our society is actually police officers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues that matter to you. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that. And we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Computer problems in the shop as well. And getting the live Facebook video going. I had a little bit of a glitch. Facebook does require me to do two-step authentication because of some advertising that I do. And last two times, I haven't been able to find the code generator. So anyway, I'm getting into the live stream up and going. We'll have that going in just a second. I had to log in an alternative way, have them send a code. Maybe we'll talk about two-step authentication a little bit, how it can protect you, and also how it's a little bit tricky sometimes. To use two-step authentication because of things like this where, you know, the the people that make the software sometimes move things around on you. And, you know, it can become a little bit tricky, a little bit difficult to see. But anyway, we are here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And in the shop, we're ready to resolve computer problems as well. And you know, your computer questions today can be on any issue. It doesn't have to be on, you know, any particular topic. It can be on any issue, and we'll actually help you out with answering your questions. And when appropriate, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen. That way, you'll be able to see and hear. And you know, that's a pretty cool way to do it. So definitely give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we'll help you answer your questions, help resolve your computer problems as well. And that's what we do here. That's what we do here at a Faster PC. We resolve computer problems, and that's what we do on this show. We answer computer questions, and so we are a computer problem solver and a computer question answerer. So that's what we do here, and we are streaming a Faster PC Radio right now over on Facebook. You can actually go over there and see that. You can get your computer questions answered. And we will actually help you out with that. So we have run into a lot of different issues this week, and we'll be talking about some of those issues, how we have actually helped our customers resolve some problems, and we'll be answering those questions for you. And actually showing you, I mean, some of the things. One of the things we've talked about, the scammers, and how various scammers will get into, they trick people into calling them, trick people into actually letting them into their system, and this is something that you want to pay attention to. The scammers don't fall prey to their plots. This is something that, you know, scammers will attempt to separate you from your money, and you want to make sure that you are not falling prey to their tricks. When you call someone up off of a number that you searched on the internet, you really want to make sure that that's a legitimate number, that that's a number from the company. If a number pops up on your computer and tells you you need to call this number to resolve, to fix computer problems, that's really a good sign that you should not call that number. Or one of the things that we mentioned last week, we've been seeing this quite a bit, is people actually receiving an email that says that actually says, what we're doing here is we're looking at we have a renewal for your antivirus software. And so you renew this antivirus software, and people are saying, I need to renew the antivirus software. So they think this is legitimate. You want to definitely protect yourself from that. You don't want to actually, fall prey to that. That is something that you want to steer clear of. You don't want to let the scammers into your system. You don't want to let them, you want to protect yourself. You don't want to call the number, because, you know, calling the number means that they're going to tell you, you have this, that, and the other that's going wrong with your system, and we need to we need to speak to you to help you resolve this issue. Well, you want to protect yourself. You got to outsmart them, really. You don't want to let them trick you into letting them into your system. So that's really what we're looking at there. That's what we're after there. We want to make sure that you are safe, and the one way to do that is to make sure that you don't allow the scammers into your system. Don't call them. Don't answer their phone calls when they call, and they tell you there's a problem with your computer. Well, how would they know there's a problem with your computer? They're not in your computer. If they are in your computer, then that's even more of a problem. Don't talk to them. They are scammers. And quite often, the banks will actually catch this. Quite often, the banks will help you out with this and will help you to protect yourself. And so you want to actually just avoid the process altogether by not speaking with them, by not answering their call. So this is really what we are recommending. And what we are really shooting for. One of the things, let me switch over to a full screen and just show you here one of the things that you want to do to help protect yourself, to help protect and to help you. Make sure that you're not falling prey to these scammers. You don't want to have them you don't want to let them into your system. This is something that, again, do not call them. Don't answer the phone if they call you, and don't fall prey to what they're up to. You want to protect yourself and to protect your computer and keep the bad guys out. And of course, if you have let them in, here at a Faster PC, we can actually help you get them out of your system. So you can definitely, if you have those computer problems and you would like to reach us, our number is 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. We can help you resolve those computer issues. We dealt with a lot of other issues, computers locking up, computers that we have a computer in the shop right now with a bad hard drive. We have another one that had a bad RAM module. We're presently testing new RAM in that computer. And if you have a computer with a bad hard drive or a bad RAM module, until that's resolved, you're going to have problems. You're going to have computer problems. And this is something that we can help you resolve those issues. And we can help you with that to not only resolve those issues, but to resolve your computer problems and to help you prevent some of those problems. I mean, we can't prevent a hard drive from going bad, although there are certain steps that we can take. We can guide you so that you can protect yourself.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic, as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show, or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We help you resolve computer problems as well. This is what we do here at A Faster PC. We want to help you resolve your computer issues, want to help you resolve your computer problems. And you know, that's, we've been doing this for, 24 years and counting now. And we're here, we're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems. And we want to continue to be able to do that. And we are going to continue to be able to do that. And so we just encourage you, give us a call, 772-340-1590, if you have any computer-related questions. And in the meantime, we'll go over some of the other things that we've talked about. One of the things that I just want to want to caution you about is, again, as I was starting to mention last time, you want to be cautious with the phone numbers you see on the internet and the websites that you see on the internet. A lot of computers, a lot of search engines are willing to take advertising dollars from scammers. We've even seen one on one computer. I was using the Edge operating system or the Edge browser. So this is a web browser. A lot of times we ask people, well, what is your web browser? Many people don't know what a web browser is. A web browser is the program you use to browse the web, to go to a website. So Google Chrome is one of those. Firefox is another one. That's Mozilla Firefox. Microsoft has Edge, which is now based on Chromium. The new Edge is based on Chromium. You also have Vivaldi, which is also based on Chromium. Of course, there's Safari that's used on some iPads, iPhones, and Macs. You can get Safari for a PC. There's Opera. So these are web browsers. But I was using Edge, which is Microsoft's browser. And this computer, this browser, was actually using Bing, which is Microsoft's search engine. And I did a search for Microsoft account login, and the number one entry was not a Microsoft page. So get this, I'm using Microsoft's browser and Microsoft's search engine, and I'm searching for Microsoft's web page, and the number one link is a scam site that has paid Microsoft money to be at the top of the list. Now that is really problematic when Microsoft is willing to trade profit over your security. Because here's what happens: if you click on that link and you go to that site and it's not Microsoft, and you type in your Microsoft username and password, guess what? You've just given the scammers your Microsoft username and password. You know what? You may have product information in there. You may have your credit card linked to that account. They may actually be able to go in and purchase Microsoft software, have it billed to your credit card, and they'll be able to use it, and you'll be out the money. They also, if you use Microsoft OneDrive, well, they're going to have access to the files you have in OneDrive. If you have medication information in there, if you have your Social Security information, your tax information, if you have any private information in there, any financial information, they're going to have access to that. So if you link up your Edge browser or your Google browser or your Firefox browser with the same username and password that you've used with Microsoft, well, they can go and they can sync up their browser with your browser. And if you have saved passwords, they're going to have access to your saved passwords. And that means possibly if you've saved passwords to your bank website, they can log into your bank website. Now, I know I've just thrown out a whole bunch of different terms there, and I want to take some time to describe and to define and to explain so that you'll know what I'm actually talking about. So first of all, I'm going to go out and actually go to a full screen so that those that are watching, and I'll verbally describe this for those that are listening on Facebook, but if you're not listening, for those who are just listening on the radio, I'll verbally describe this, but if for those that are watching, you'll actually be able to see my screen right now. And you'll be able to see the steps that I go through to show you this. And anyone that's out there, you can go to our Facebook page at a later time. If you're not available to go right now, you can go at a later time. You'll be able to actually see the steps there. You'll be able to see what I'm doing here. So anyway, what we're looking at, I just brought up a Microsoft Edge browser, and in the address bar, you can actually search, by the way, in the address bar, there is this search to the web, but you can actually search in the address bar just by typing your search field in the address bar. And what will happen is the default search engine for that browser will automatically search. Now a search engine is a provider of search results. And to find out what your search engine is, you're going to need to go into the settings of your browser. You can actually get into the settings of Edge. There's three dots in the upper right, just below the X. There's three dots. You can click there. If you're in Firefox, you'll have three lines there. So it's going to be kind of similar. It might look a little bit different from browser to browser, but you're going to want to click on that, go down to settings and click. And when I say click, I'm talking about clicking with the left mouse button. So you don't have to say left click, because left click is a click. A right click is an alternate click. And of course, it's possible also to change to reverse, for those that are left-handed, it's possible to reverse those clicks. But anyway, that's probably getting in a little bit too deep. But you have privacy, search, and services here on the left-hand side. So we'll click on that. Now there's privacy. You also have, going on down, you have security, services. Let me see, it says search. I'm looking here because I don't use Edge much, but a lot of customers do use it because it is the default. And I'm just going to actually just search for search. And that should bring up search. So search, maybe I'll just search for search engine. If I can get the right spelling here, address bar and search. So this is the search engine here. Okay, so right now I'm using DuckDuckGo. Let's change this to Bing, which is the default. That's the default. And you can also click here to manage search engines right below that. So you see here, Yahoo is there, Google's there, DuckDuckGo, Google Maps, Bing, YouTube, Bing recommended. You can also add search engines. So I wanted to do that just to make sure that it's using the default. And, if I search for, let's say, Microsoft account login and click here. Now, if you look here, this is incredible. The top search is findinfoquickly.com/my-Microsoft-account/results. So here again, and this is an ad. So this company that has findinfoquickly.com, perhaps they're a legitimate website that wants to help you find information. But the fact that they are paying to be displayed when you're searching for a Microsoft login, that is a suspect, in my opinion. So here you see it firsthand. If you're listening on the radio, you hear it. I did a search, Microsoft account login. The number two search result is account.microsoft.com/account. If I click there, that'll take me to a place where I can actually go and I can log in. Now, if I click on this top link, maybe let me open this in a private window. So I'm just right-clicking on the link, and I'm clicking open in private window. Now, what this does, it does protect it, so there's certain tracking that isn't done. And anyway, here's find info quickly. So this is a actually new search. Now look at this. The very first link is another ad. So this company paid for an ad, and then when you click on it, they're receiving ad dollars from someone else to get Microsoft login support. No wait, chat online now. Now, what do you think would happen if we click on that? There's a good chance, and by the way, the second one is an ad. My Microsoft account is actually searchandshopping.org. The next one is an ad. Find info quickly, which is, by the way, where we are. So they're paying an ad to themselves, apparently. The next result is an ad. MySearchExperts.com. The next one is actually AskMoney.com. The next one is QuestionsAnswered.net. And you go on down here, and nowhere in the search field is the actual link to the Microsoft page. So all of this, you either have ads or search results that take you somewhere other than Microsoft. And what would happen if I click here? Again, I'm only going to do this really because I'm in an in private, and I wouldn't do this ordinarily. I wouldn't even have clicked on the one thing, but I'm doing this as a demonstration. So I'll click here, get Microsoft login support. Now what happens? Look at this. Chat with an office technician in minutes, 24/7. What do you think's going to happen here? Well, either Dave L., if you really think I'm chatting with Dave L., you might be mistaken there. But anyway, I can start chatting. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to try to sign me up with a service where I pay them on an annual basis or a monthly basis to help them resolve my problem. Well, remember, I don't have a problem. I'm just looking for the Microsoft support, the Microsoft login page. That's where we started out all of this. We searched for the Microsoft login page. The number one result was this findinfoquickly.com. Now, have they found the info quickly? Obviously not. They've shown us multiple ads, probably eight ads. Let's count them here on the page. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 going on down. There's more ads down below. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ads on the front page. And some other links, none of which take me where I actually searched for. So it's obviously not showing me the info that I requested quickly. And what it's actually trying to steer me into is a support contract with a company that I don't know, that I don't know whether I can trust them. And people fall for this stuff on a regular basis. And just think, if you pay someone money that you don't know whether you can trust or not, a lot of people are trusting. They believe that the people that they're dealing with are trustworthy individuals. That's not always the case. Some are scammers that want to separate you from your money. So let this be a warning to you. Even a Microsoft search can be dangerous. Listening to a Faster PC radio heard on this station every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. You're listening to a Faster PC radio heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says, Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And, hey, we just demonstrated how Microsoft is willing to put profits over your security and over your protection over you know, they're willing to accept money from someone who is willing to accept money from someone else to steer you in the wrong direction. And let's just go back over and look at this page one more time. So what we were talking about was showing initially we did a search for Microsoft account login. This is using the Edge browser and the Bing search engine. So Edge is a Microsoft browser. Bing is a Microsoft search engine. We're searching for how to log into the Microsoft account. And the number one search result is My Microsoft Accounts. My Microsoft Accounts, compare results. And it's find info quickly. Some people just click, a lot of our customers, a lot of our listeners, just click on the first result. You want to look and read. And if you did, you would look and see that Microsoft Account is the second one, the second entry, which actually goes to account.microsoft.com. Now, I want to explain to you real quickly what a domain is and a subdomain is. And we've talked about this multiple times, but I know, you know, sometimes the terms can be a little bit confusing. But the domain here in this Microsoft.com, Microsoft is the actual domain. The subdomain is account. So account is a subdomain. So it's a website within the website Microsoft.com, but it's actually separate from Microsoft.com. So if those two were reversed, let's say there was someone that owned account.com, they could actually put Microsoft.account.com in the name, and that might trick you into thinking that you're actually going to a Microsoft website. But it's not a Microsoft website unless Microsoft owns account.com. It's actually just a subdomain, and a lot of times they'll do that. Places will do that to trick you and to try to scam you. But here you see Microsoft accepting money from a scammer that is accepting money from another scammer that really very likely wants to get you to sign up. Again, all you want is to get to the Microsoft support page, or to the Microsoft login page. And here you see Just Answers, Microsoft account. You see David L. He's the Microsoft Office expert. He has 20 years experience. You know, of course, you're accepting their word for it that this David L. actually works there, that he does have 20 years of experience, that he actually looks like this, that he's not from a foreign country, where maybe they don't have some of the laws that protect U.S. like we have in the U.S. where, you know, if you're scammed out of money from a U.S. bank, well, you can get that money back. If you send money over to a overseas bank, a lot of times you can't get that money back. You see, we also have a chat here from Pearl Wilson. Now, she is a Microsoft Office technician's assistant. And you see here, chat with an office technician in minutes. Fast, fix it fast with expert help. Remember, we didn't start this search because we needed to get something fixed. We started this search because we needed to get to the Microsoft account, get step-by-step instructions from verified office technicians. Well, who verified them? And are they really verified? Just because someone says they're verified or just because someone says they're certified doesn't mean that they are. So you want to protect yourself and you want to do this. So we're going to the lines. We have David on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, David. How can we help you today? Are you there, David? David, what is your computer question? Okay, I think we just lost David. Did we lose David Cliff?
Yes, he's gone. Sorry.
Okay. Well, David, if you get your phone situation resolved, you can call us back and we can actually, I was actually reaching back for my volume of my headset. I'm like, well, I know I could just hear the commercials, so my volume is probably okay. But David, if you do get your phone situation resolved in the next few minutes and you want to call back, you can definitely do that, and we'll help answer answer those, those questions that you might have. But the big thing is you want to watch where you're clicking. And, you know, what would happen if I start chatting here? Well, you know, if I start chatting, you know, very likely I'll get something other than what I'm, you know, let me just chat this. I'm looking for the Microsoft account. Looking for the Microsoft account login page. That's what I'm certain. That's what I'm typing here. And we'll just see what they actually respond. But again, you want to look at the, is there anything else the Microsoft Office expert can help you, before I connect you? Rest assured, they'll be able to help you. Again, so we'll just put here, I just need the account login page. So I'm typing this out here, and let's see what the response is. Maybe they'll actually, okay, got it. I'm sending you to a secure page to join Just Answer for only $1 for a monthly plan. While you're filling out that info, I'll tell, and here we see a pop-up here. Look, the page just redirected to this Just Answer, and we can sign up. We can put it on our credit card information. We can sign up and pay $1 a month. Now, let me tell you something. If you sign up for $1 a month, and even if you get the answer that you're looking for, guess what? You're probably not going to cancel that. I mean, think about it. It's only $1 a month. Is it worth your time to actually call them back? Is it worth your time to track them down? I mean, it might take you 2 hours, 3 hours to get this subscription canceled. So a lot of people aren't even going to bother. They're not even going to pick up the phone. So you can see that this is a scam. And all I'm needing, you see, I was moving my mouse so they know I'm about to leave the page. So they bring up a pop-up and you hear, I'd like my answer now. Well, you know, the answer is readily available. They don't need, I don't need to go to this scam to get that information. So we do have David back on the line. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio, David. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I was hoping to catch you before the program ended.
You got me.
Something very strange happened on my computer last night, which I'm wondering if I need to be concerned about.
Okay, what happened?
I was filling out a form. It involves signing up for what they call a cryptocurrency account where you can purchase cryptos.
Yes.
And it required me to fill in some personal information, which supposedly they protect. But as I was doing that, suddenly my mouse just started, floating all over the screen and then all kinds of new browser things or, whatever you call it, browser were opening. And,
right.
And I just completely lost control of my mouse. I couldn't do anything.
Really?
Does that sound like that could be some kind of a hack?
Well, it is possible. So there's a few things that could happen here. One is that, possibly you might have somehow given remote access to your computer from this firm that you were filling out the information, with. I don't know that that's the case. Another possibility, and we've seen this sometimes, where there might be a key that's stuck or maybe even a button that's stuck on the mouse, when it's actually moved or maybe the key is stuck that's actually launching things and moving things around. We have seen that sometimes. So, check out your keyboard. Make sure that you don't have any keys that are pressed. Maybe, I'm sure you probably have restarted the computer by this point, but, go into go into Notepad. Just, you can do that by just searching. I'll actually switch over to a full screen just to demonstrate here. But you can actually do a search in the bottom bar. By default, you're going to have a search field. I've changed mine to just a search icon, but you can actually just type in Notepad and or just start typing in Notepad, and it'll pop up there. You click on Notepad and just see if you, do you have extra characters that are just typing. Is your mouse doing weird things? Now, if you want to see whether a program was installed, you can actually go and search and type control. Start typing control panel, and then what you can do is you can actually click control panel, and that will launch the control panel. From here, we're going to click programs and features. Or, by the way, I'm actually viewing this in with large icons. If you're viewing it by category, you'll see uninstall a program. So either uninstall a program or programs and features. You can sort. You'll see a list of the programs installed. You'll also see the publishers, and you'll see when it was installed. You can click on the installed date and sort so that the most recent installed programs come to the top. So if you're concerned that potentially remote software was installed, you can actually go in here and check. If you see any software that might be remote software, you can click on that and click to remove it, to uninstall it. And so you would just click, and you're going to see uninstall as a link. And that way, if you're not sure what the link is, you could actually go out and do a search. Now, you know, cryptocurrency is pretty big. A lot of the major brokers do have cryptocurrency trading now. Of course, there's also Coinbase, which is one of the major companies where you can actually go and log in.
I also created an account for, but yeah, this is a different one. This is not Coinbase.
Yeah. Yeah. So just make sure that whoever you go to and do this search, make sure that they are a legitimate company. You don't want to fall prey to any type of scams out there. You want to really protect.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Criminal Justice Reform That Restores Victims and Teaches Responsibility, Part 4. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election.
Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues that matter to you. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.